This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with Adil Zainul Bhai, Chairperson of Capacity Building Commission, on achievements of National Learning Week. The interviewer is Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a week-long Karma Yogi Saptah, the National Learning Week in New Delhi, on 19th of last month. Today, to discuss more on this, I am joined by Chairperson Capacity Building Commission, Mr. Adil Zainul Bhai. Mr. Zainul Bhai, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Before we get into the nitty-gritties of this entire week, the celebration and the details about it, I would first want you to explain this to me as well as our listeners. What is Karma Yogi Saptah and what inspired the creation of this particular National Learning Week, and what are its primary objectives?
Mission Karma Yogi was started by Honorable Prime Minister a few years ago as part of his program to try and make every civil servant ready for the future and be able to deliver what is required for India. So that was the start of Mission Karma Yogi. And he felt that each civil servant, of which there are 3 million central civil servants, and 22 million at the state level, should have the necessary competencies and skills to do their work. So if they're working in agriculture, they should have skills and knowledge of agriculture. They should have knowledge of how to work with people. They should have knowledge of what is happening in India, how the government works, etc. So if everyone has the right competencies, then they can do their job a lot better. So that was the overall idea. But how do you train 3 million people who go all the way from MTS, which is somebody who serves tea and coffee in an office, all the way to a secretary, or somebody who works in the railroad where they are laying tracks, all the way to the chairman of the board of railways? So that was the idea, which is across such a wide range of people, how do you create the competencies necessary for them to do their job? So that is the broad idea. To do that, as part of Capacity Building Commission and Karma Yogi Bharat, we set up a learning management system, which is a digital system where you can take digital courses, which are relatively short, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, so that anyone can learn anytime, at any place, on any device. If you are stuck in a traffic jam for 1 hour, you should be able to do a quick course for 1 hour on your mobile. And a lot of people who are out in the field can access it through their mobiles as opposed to on a desktop. So the idea was, how do you get lifelong learning and give it to people when they want, how they want, on any device that they want? So that's the background for all of this.
Mr. Zainul Bhai, who were the people who designed this particular course, and what was the thinking which went behind the designing of all the courses that were displayed on that particular portal?
Currently on the Bharat Karma Yogi portal, which is the learning management system, there's 4.36 million people who have signed on, and there are 1,500 courses that are available on that. This has been a very rapid ramp up from 18 months ago when there were only 200 courses. Now we have 1,500 courses, and by the end of next year, we hope to have 5,000 courses on it. We did a survey of a large number of civil servants in different ministries and asked them, you know, what is it that you want to learn? So somebody would ask you, what do you think you need to do your job better? And what is it that you wish somebody had trained you on so you could do your job better? Because our view was that the person doing the job has a very good idea of what they need. So if you ask them, the chances are that if you provide that course, then they will take it, as opposed to somebody else telling them what they need to do. Then in addition, we asked their seniors and we asked experts around the world, for this position, what kind of courses will people need? And based on that, we got a very wide range of courses for each position in the government as to what kind of courses should they take. And they fall into three categories. Number one is behavioral. Behavioral is something like, how do you work in teams? How do you work with your seniors? How do you work with juniors? How do you do time management? Things like that are behavioral. Stress management, yoga at the workplace. Those are what we call behavioral programs. Those are common across all ministries, whether you're working in All India Radio or Prasad Bharati or Ministry of Agriculture. Everyone needs these kinds of behavioral skills. A second set of courses or second set of competencies is functional. For example, do you know how to do parliamentary questions? Do you know how to do RTIs? Do you know how to do purchase in the government rules, you know, government rules for finance, etc. Those we call functional programs. Do you know Excel? Do you know Word? And then there are domain programs which have to do with the domain somebody works in. So if somebody is in agriculture, they need to understand many aspects of agriculture. If you are in media, you need to understand media. So when we did this massive survey of people, we realized that most behavioral courses are common across ministries. Lots of functional courses are common across ministries, and domain depends on ministries. So now that we had this list of programs that people had asked for, we could go to many universities in India, to many central training institutes, to many foundations, think tanks, individuals, and get that particular program from them. Because if we can get that program, then people will take it. Some of the programs that we got were things that the government would like everyone to know. For example, we created a program called Viksit Bharat, which was given by the head of NITI. So we created this program, and within 1 week, something like 400,000 people took that program. So that's kind of how we developed the programs and the kinds of programs that were developed.
I'm quite interested to know which were the courses which are very popular, because a lot of people had joined the portal and there were a lot of people who were registering on the portal. So you must have observed that there were a few courses which were very popular. Can you name a few?
The number one course was Viksit Bharat, both in English and in Hindi. Variety of reasons, you know, people felt that that helps everybody understand the direction that people are trying to go in. Number two actually was rules of conduct in government, which is if you are a government civil servant, what are rules of conduct? One of the important ones was prevention of sexual harassment of women at workplace was another one. How to do yoga at the workplace was a very important one. Team building, Jan Bhagidari was another one. Railway Act Essentials was another one. You know, it is across many different categories, as I said. And one of the interesting things is that I think something like 1,100 courses were taken by people. It wasn't just that they were only taking one or two courses. Almost 1,100 courses had people taking these. There were many courses on artificial intelligence, AI, that made it to the top 20 courses.
Mr. Zainul Bhai, is there anything that you're developing about stress management? Because all of us have been observing that we have lost a balance between work and life. So do you think that going forward, is there any course that you're planning to develop and bring in for stress management?
One of the top 20 courses is the stress management course that was given to us by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. That's number 8 actually on the list. And I should say that when we did the survey of civil servants, this was one of the courses people wanted. So very early on, we got this course and a lot of people take it. All the way from MTSs to secretaries take this course.
I would now like you to throw some light on the themes which were placed in the Karma Yogi Saptah, because what I read about, there were a number of themes and the entire week was centered around a lot of themes. So could you just focus on the themes?
Sure. During the week, there were two things that we were requesting people to do. One was to take courses at any time they wanted. And then in addition, there were 30 prominent speakers and we had webinars by these 30 speakers through the week. So there were 5 a day. And then in addition to that, there were 250 webinars conducted by ministries. Okay, so that's kind of the broad range of things that happened at that time, in addition to the courses that were taken. In terms of the themes for the speakers, I think they covered 3 or 4 areas. One was it covered the future. What direction are we going in? What technologies are going to affect us? What do I need to know about the future? How are things evolving in economics, finance, Viksit Bharat, etc.? So one was the future, which is a very important theme. The other theme that people took a lot of courses on was citizen centricity. How can the civil servant serve the citizen? How can we get the citizen involved in what the government is trying to do? So many courses on Jan Bhagidari and citizen centricity were taken during this time. A third was we wanted to expose people to Indic knowledge system. So there were several courses on Indic knowledge systems that included, of course, Ayurveda, yoga, and much of the knowledge that has been developed over the years in India. A fourth is very, very practical things that people wanted. How can my work tomorrow be a little bit better than I'm doing today? What tools can you give me that will make my life a little easier? And that includes stress management. It includes teaching me to write better using Word, teaching me Excel, teaching me data analytics, All of those things make my job easier. So that was another theme that went across all of the courses that we put in.
Mr. Zainalbhai, I would now like to draw your attention to artificial intelligence, because this is one particular area where Prime Minister has also spoken a lot about it. And even during launching this particular week, he pointed out the dual nature of artificial intelligence. Since you're overlooking this entire Karma Yogi week, and the government is also involved in training and capacity building and skill enhancement, what role will AI play in this particular area?
AI will affect us in many ways. What we were trying to do during this week is actually very simple. The idea was that every single civil servant should understand what AI is, how they can use it today, and the direction in which it is evolving. So that is what we were trying to do. And if we are successful, everybody will try AI for themselves. They understand it. Rather than somebody telling them what is AI, we give them a few ideas and then they test it themselves. So that's the part that we were trying to do. How it affects different industries, the dual nature of it, the risks in it. There were some courses on that also. But what we really wanted people to do was to try it. And we are very happy to say that hundreds of thousands of people took the introductory course on AI, which just allows them to start using many of the AI tools that are out there.
Are there any plans to develop courses for persons with disabilities in the near future?
Currently, there are some programs on that. One, we have a program on rights of differently abled citizens and how can workplaces be developed for that is number one. Number two is we are trying over time to create courses that differently abled citizens can take. But actually, one of the most interesting things that we did, if I can just do a little detour, is one of our most popular speakers was someone who is a differently abled athlete who won gold medals at the Olympics this time. And he spoke about all the things that he had to go through to become successful and what all can be done to make others like him be very successful. And I think actually some 8,000 people tuned in to listen to his webinar. All of us can say anything we want, but when they hear from somebody like that, it really makes a big difference. So I think what we learned from that is that we need to have more people like that. We need more courses from women. We need more courses from differently abled people. We need to catch and leverage the incredible diversity that is there in India so that we can teach people about it and we can leverage that.
That's quite an encouraging news. I think we are progressing towards being an inclusive society. Going forward, Mr. Zainalbhai, my last question to you would be, what message would you like to give to our listeners who are tuning in right now and listening to our interaction?
I'll separate the messages for two sets of people. One is people who are in the government or connected with the government in any way, of which, as I said, there are 3 million central civil servants and 22 million state. I would tell them that the government is giving you great opportunity to learn a large number of new areas, new skills, and improve the competencies that you have. It's free. You can do it anytime you want, anywhere you want. Please take advantage of it and do it. So that's a message I would have for civil servants. The message I would have for citizens is that the citizens should feel good that the government is making a huge and concerted effort to improve its civil service to deliver what India needs to get to Viksit Bharat. Many of these courses over time will become available for the general public, and I would encourage the general public to also take these because these would be of value to them. But they should understand the level of effort that is going on to upskill our civil servants and to arm them with the competencies that they need to deliver on Viksit Bharat.
This was truly an enlightening discussion, Mr. Zainalbhai. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time for Akashvani News. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to an exclusive interview with Adil Zainalbhai, Chairperson of Capacity Building Commission, on achievements of National Learning Week. The interviewer was Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You may listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.